With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. The type of shark that killed a surfer in Santa Cruz County last weekend has been identified. But as KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports, that's just one of the pieces of the puzzle in this rare attack.
As the local surfing community celebrates the life of 26-year-old Ben Kelly, scientists are piecing together what happened. California has a lab that's dedicated to investigating animal attacks.
So the Wildlife Forensics Laboratory, it's basically a crime lab.
Patrick Foy is a captain with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, one of the agencies involved in the investigation. Experts at their wildlife forensics lab helped determine it was a white shark, commonly referred to as a great white.
In terrestrial animals, we look at saliva, or we try to find the DNA in the saliva. Sharks don't really have saliva, but they have a mucus.
In investigating the attack that killed Kelly, scientists found microscopic traces of mucus in the victim's wetsuit and tooth fragments in the surfboard. Kelly was about 100 yards out from shore at Manresa State Beach, surfing with two friends, according to Gabe McKenna, a public safety superintendent with California State Parks.
It's my understanding that the surfer made it onto the shoreline, and the victim was later pronounced on the beach.
The Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office determined the cause of death for Kelly was a bite to the right knee, hitting a major artery and vein. Patrick Foy again.
They tried to measure the distance between the teeth and the bites and a lot of different things that go into algorithm to try to identify the length or estimated length of this animal.
They determined the shark was between 10 and 12 feet.
I mean, fundamentally, this young, strong, healthy young man was killed by a shark. And for his family, that, you know, the size and length probably doesn't really matter.
But Foy says collecting the data helps scientists learn more about sharks and their behavior.
That's the important part of this.
The database of shark attacks in California begins in the 1950s. Dr. David Eber, a local shark expert, says attacks are rare.
On average, over that 70-year time period, there's been about three a year.
Ebert runs the Pacific Shark Research Center at Moss Landing Marine Laboratories and travels around the world studying sharks. He says white sharks begin eating marine mammals instead of fish when they are about the size of the shark that attacked Kelly. It's another piece of the puzzle, but there are still questions. Ebert says the timing of the attack is unusual. It happened around 1:30 in the afternoon.
Sharks tend to be most active like in the evening, during the night, and in the early morning.
And he says the time of year is unusual, too. White shark attacks generally occur from about July to November in California.
It's a wild animal, and so you just don't know why things happen at a certain time.
Over the years, Ebert says awareness of shark behavior has grown with technology like GoPros used by surfers and divers. And white sharks have always been part of the ecosystem of the Monterey Bay, including the beach where the attack occurred.
The surfers that are locals, they know the sharks are around there. If I've been up in the helicopter and we see some there, we'll usually call the lifeguards and tell them to let the surfers know that we're seeing sharks down there.
It's a known risk when you venture into the ocean here. But still, McKenna with California State Parks says this was an utterly tragic event.
I've never been a part of anything like this. I hope to never have this occur on our beaches again, but it is incredibly rare.
Surfing these waters was Ben Kelly's passion. He was a surfboard shaper and had his own business in Santa Cruz called Ben Kelly Surfboards. On his company website, he wrote, "I love the process of creating, taking something raw and formless and making it into something both functional and aesthetic." Kelly was married and had a close circle of friends, some of whom were by his side when he died. The outpouring of support on his social media shows how loved he is. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.